This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security yesterday to review the situation and mitigating measures in the context of ongoing West Asia conflict. Mr. Modi said the conflict is an evolving situation and the entire world is affected in some form. He said, in such a situation, all efforts must be made to safeguard the citizens from the impact of this conflict. The Prime Minister instructed that all arms of government should work together to ensure least inconvenience to the citizens. He also asked for proper coordination with state governments to ensure no black marketing and hoarding of important commodities. Air India and Air India Express will operate a total of 30 scheduled and non-scheduled flights to and from West Asia today, even as services on several routes remain limited. Both carriers will continue their scheduled operations to Jeddah with a total of 10 flights between India and the Saudi Arabian city. Air India will operate one return service each from Delhi and Mumbai, while Air India Express will run services from Bangalore, Kozhikode and Mangaluru. Apart from Jeddah, Air India Express will operate four scheduled flights to and from Muscat, including services from Delhi and Mumbai. It will also operate four scheduled flights to and from Riyadh, from Bangalore and Kozhikode. In addition to scheduled operations, the Air India Group will operate 12 non-scheduled flights to and from the United Arab Emirates, UAE and Saudi Arabia, subject to slot availability and operational conditions. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has urged global leaders to join Israel and the United States in confronting Iran, citing recent missile strikes that injured over 100 people in Arad and Dimona and damaged residential areas. However, Iran said the attacks targeted strategic sites in response to an earlier strike on its Natanz nuclear facility. Meanwhile, Iran's top military spokesperson, Ebrahim Zulfagari, has warned it will completely shut the Strait of Hormuz and target regional energy infrastructure if the United States escalates military action. At the same time, Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian confirmed that the strait remains open to all nations except Iran's enemies. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said the United States has sufficient resources to sustain military operations, adding that President Donald Trump is keeping all options on the table. Union Minister for Finance and Corporate Affairs Nirmala Sitharaman is scheduled to introduce the Corporate Laws Amendment Bill 2026 in the Lok Sabha today. The bill seeks to amend the Limited Liability Partnership Act 2008 and the Companies Act 2013. Besides, the Finance Bill 2026 is also listed in today's business of the House for consideration and passing. In the Rajya Sabha today, Union Home Minister Amit Shah is scheduled to introduce the Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Bill 2026. The bill seeks to regulate the general rules governing the recruitment and conditions of service of Group A General Duty Officers and other officers in the Central Armed Police Forces and other rules regarding these forces. In addition to it, the Appropriation No. 2 Bill 2026 is also listed in today's business of the House for consideration and return. The budget session of the Delhi Legislative Assembly will begin today. The session is scheduled to run till 25th of this month. Delhi Assembly Speaker Vijayendra Gupta reviewed the preparations for the second part of the fourth session of the 8th Legislative Assembly. The session will start with Chief Minister Rekha Gupta attending the Kheer ceremony and tabling the Delhi's Economic Survey report. In this session, the Delhi Legislative Assembly is set to become the first legislative assembly in the country to introduce its own in-house AI-enabled chatbot, Vidhan Sathi, to assist its members. This AI platform will serve as a dedicated legislative research assistant for the members, providing accurate, data-driven insights for the analysis of bills, acts, and policy matters. Union Coal and Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy will launch the 7th tranche of auction of critical and strategic mineral blocks today. The 7th tranche will offer 19 blocks across several states under mining lease and composite license. Ministry of Mines said that the auction will be conducted online through a transparent 2-stage ascending forward auction process. And that is the end of this news bulletin.